Here we are as your family. 在天上愿你国降临，世上的国度必成为父的国度，地上的国度必成
Kayla, what do you think about what's happening?
Caleb, 你觉得现在在这里发生什么样的事？
Why me?
Because.
为什么你这样问呢？因为
you're the mixture of the whole thing.
因为你是这个整个这个
North American，
你是北美的
Chinese，
你是华人
You're IHOP，
你也是在 IHOP
prophetic musician，
你也是一个先知性的敬拜者
You're really smart，
你非常的聪明
And you got a great face，
然后你长得又帅
So tell me， no， what do you think this last couple of days？ What touches your heart？
所以过往几天你觉得
什么触动你的心？ I know you have no preparation。
我知道你刚才
是 For me to ask you this，
没有人先预先警告你，我会问你这样的问题。
It's the pleasure of Papa，
是天父的喜悦
，and experiencing His goodness together。
然后我们一起来享受他的良善和美好。
I would come back for that every day。
我会每一天都愿意回到这样的一个喜乐的里面。
So I have Caleb's coming back every day now。I heard it。
所以爱好听好 ，Caleb 每天都要在这边回来。
No, we love your spirit. We love the team.
我们真的很谢谢敬拜团队，还有我们的敬拜舞者。
Is there any chance I could learn to do that? That I could.
我们的 Papa Mike
想学这个。
He said it's a very small chance.
想要学敬拜舞蹈，那个机会可能不太大。
No, it's fantastic.
真的太棒了，太棒了。
Well, we're going to just take a little while and hear again some responses of some of the IHOP leaders.
我们今天下午要花一点时间来听听从 IHOP 领袖们的回应。
And so we just have a few of them that shared this morning in our 8:30 meeting.
我们今天早上的聚会呢，我们已经听到一两个他们分享他们的心
声。And I was really touched by what they said.
我觉得深深被他们的分享所触动。
And they're little short, just observations, but I thought, wow, this is really right.
虽然他们分享很简短，但是我就觉得哇，正中靶心。
And so I just wanted you to hear those, and we'll just wait on the Lord a little bit and maybe we might go shorter or longer this afternoon. Who knows?
所以我们再请邀请一些领袖来跟我们分享他们的心声，就不知道今天下午会到几点。
I talked to a few. They said we need a little bit of rest.
我们有一些领袖已经说
话缺不消了。I'll pray for the Lord to give you energy if we go long.
所以，但是我就说我会祷告主加添你们力量。
So a couple of the IHOP leaders, Daniel, come on up here.
我们现在先请 Daniel 上台。
Benjamin, Gabriel, a couple of you.
I'm. 还有 Benji 跟 Gabriel.
Yeah.And let's, we got to get the microphones, are they there? Yeah. Yeah, let's put them up here maybe so. Benjamin.
Benjamin.
He is one of our main leaders over the 24-hour prayer room.
他是我们24小时的祷告殿他主要的领袖之一。
15 years ago,
15年前,
when he was only 17,
他只有17岁,
he was in Mexico City.
他那时候在墨西哥城,
and he got a vision and began to build houses of prayer.
他就开始领受印象,
prayer rooms.
建造祷告室,
and when he was at university,
当他在大学的时候,
he got him and a bunch of young people together.
他和一些其他的年轻人,
they started 70 prayer rooms in Mexico City and the nation.
还有就在整个墨西哥这个国家还有墨西哥城里面总共介绍了72个祷告殿
Then how many years ago when you moved here?
5 years
ago. So
it, 他五年前搬到了这里
5 years ago.
So then he moved here 5 years ago.
他搬到这里五年前搬到这里
And he's such a good leader.
他是一个极佳的领袖
We asked him to be one of our primary leaders of our whole prayer room.
那我们就邀请他成为我们主要祷告殿的领袖
And his wife Gabriel.
他的太太 Gabriel.
She's from Toronto, Canada.
他是从多伦多来的加拿大多伦多给他一个极大的热烈的掌声
And how long have you been married?
那你们俩结婚多久
Almost three and a half years.
大概三年半左右
We got a month and a half to go.
这一个半月他们就要做新手爸爸妈妈了
A month and a half. Well, they shared different testimonies, completely different ones, but they were both powerful to me.
那他们两个的所领受的见证是完全的不一样，但都有极大的能力。
But I have to say one personal fun thing.
那我必须说一件我关于我个人觉得好有趣的事情。
5 years ago, he comes to me.
五年前他来到我的面前。
He's established here.
他是一个。
A little bit of time goes by.
那当时间过走过了去之后
，Gabriel, oh my God.
他就说。Oh, Gabriel, wow.
He goes, what do you think?
你觉得他怎么样?
I said, boy, you're reaching for the top of the tree.
我说哇，你这个眼界很高哦。
But I think you're such a good guy.
但是我觉得你人真的不错。
Anyway, go ahead. I'm not going to finish the story. We had fun.
大家自由想象吧。
Many times.
自己想象。
But anyway, I love how you guys love each other.
I married up, that's for sure.
Well, he went like this. I go, yeah. He goes, oh, what do you think?
他那时候看到他太太的时候就是这个样子。
Okay, that's my introduction.
Oh,
这是我给你的介绍。
I got more than what I deserve.
事实上，我觉得我取到的是远超过我所求所想。
Two or three minutes before you got here, so they just kind of get a snapshot of there's this young guy from Mexico City and what's happening and all this.
请我们简短一下介绍你的背景。
So for 5 years, that 2003.
2003年。
For 5 years, the Lord asked me to start a house of prayer, and so we did it with my friends and people in church in Mexico City.
那我的朋在之前的五年呢，神就一直感动我和我的朋友要在墨西哥城这个城市里面建造祷告殿。
And no one came to our prayer meetings.
但是没有人来前来祷告。
Until the cartels started this war in Mexico, and it was very, very dangerous in the whole country.
那事实上，直到我们墨西哥城墨西哥国家里面有一些内战。
Then all of a sudden, we have hundreds of pastors coming to our church in small house of prayer to be trained.
所以突然之间就成千上百的这个的领袖来到我们的祷告殿要领受祷告的培训。
Because when the church is persecuted, then we, the Lord replumblines our preferences and our priorities.
因为当教会受逼迫的时候，神就重新为教会立下了一个准绳。
So we were able to start a lot of houses of prayer in all around the country.
所以在很短的时间里面，在整个国家，我们就设立了许多的。
But he's in his early 20s. He's this fiery young leader.
祷告殿，那他就是一个很年轻的、火热的年轻人。
So it was an honor to lead it for 10 years, and then the Lord brought me here to.Come to IHOP Kansas City.
所以我很荣幸呢，带领在墨西哥里面的祷告殿十年之久之后来到这里。
Our Christianity as Mexicans, we owe it to Americans.
因为身为墨西哥人，我们所领受的所有的基督教的训练都是来自于美国。
So now, to me, it's a privilege to come three generations after.
所以如今我三代之后，我们三代都是领受之后。
And so, as a missionary to America.
我如今成为一个来到美国的宣教士。
So that's what we do here.
这是我们在这里所做。
So he is actually one of my true spiritual sons.
他是我真正属灵儿子之一。
This is even before David is getting me to say this language all the time. This was even before that we talked this way.
甚至我还没有学到这种，比如属灵父亲、属灵儿子这种语言之前，他就是我的真儿子。
But he has such a gracious attitude about America.
但是他这个弟兄对美国有一个非常恩慈的态度。
But he claims in the millennial kingdom, Texas has to go back to Mexico. That's what he says.
但是他不断地宣告说，在千禧年的时候，德州要归回给墨西哥。
And California.
还有加州。
He says, I love America, I want Texas back.
他说我很爱美国，但是德州应该还给我们。
No, but share what you said, shared this morning.
Okay, so...I've been feeling for the last couple of days.
在过往几天里，我不断的感觉。
First of all, thank you, our Chinese family, for being here with us. Thank you so much.
首先，我真的很谢谢华人的家人们，你们来到我们的当中。
We already miss you. When you leave, we're already feeling the pain of not having you guys here.
我可以想象，当你们离开的时候，我的心会特别特别的想念你们。
We don't see each other separated anymore.
我不觉得我们是彼此相隔的。
So for many years, I heard the prophetic stories about China coming to IHOP and helping.
我已经很多年不断地听到这一个先知性故事，讲的说终有一群华人会来到 IHOP.
But until 2 days ago,
但直到两天前
that was just like a fun prophetic story that we believe and pray for.
那个故事对我们来说就是一个很好、很有趣的一个先知性的故事，我们可以应该为他祷告而已。
Now it's so personal. I never knew that it will steal my heart.
但是我从来不知道，当它真实的发生的时候，它会夺走我的心。
That it will be not just something that will happen someday.
这不是说一个远方会发生的一件事
But that my heart will go back to where you guys are going.
而是我的心会跟着你们回到你们来前来的地方
The Lord tricked us.
神骗了我们
Because now we can't do anything but pray for you with a spirit of intercession and a spirit of gratitude.
因为我现在一定要带着一个代祷和感恩的心不断地为你们祷告
So I've been receiving these couple of days.
在这过往几天里我不断地领受
This prophetic word for us.
You guys came here to help us give birth to something that without you could not ever happen.
We
are really weak and we really needed this to happen.
We
were fasting and praying for this revelation to come.
Of
the heart of the Father helping us and strengthening us in our maturity.
But
I believe the Holy Spirit is telling you guys
that
you guys are going to reap a harvest in the, an appointed time in history that is coming.
You
have an assignment towards the Jewish people and the Muslims around the earth.
And
now we are going to stand with you and we're going to travail and weep from Kansas City when that time
comes. The
Bible says that we should remember those who are persecuted.
That
is about to take another level of reality in the body of Christ.
I
believe there is an appointed time when you guys are going to reap the fruit of your tears.
And I want to
say on behalf of this spiritual family,
we
receive your tears.
Now
receive ours.
Receive,
we're going to help you in travailing prayer to give birth to the great harvest for the Jewish people.
So
I just feel deeply honored to be a part of this.
Amen.
Amen. Well, Benjamin's father is a pastor.
Gabriel?
Benjamin's father is a pastor.
Benjamin 的爸爸也是一位牧师。
And Gabriel's parents are also pastors.
Gabriel 的爸爸也是一位牧师。
So this is second generation. Were they pastors before your parents, or is this second generation?
No, second generation.
所以他们是第二代的牧者。
And so I've known her parents for lots of years.
我已经认识他们的父母很多年了。
And I remember when Gabriel was just a teenager, she was so on fire for the Lord.
当他还是十几岁的时候，他就非常为主火热。
And then she would come down and visit with her family, and I have remembrance of her. 14, 15, it was beautiful.
Oh, 他就会跟着他母父母亲一起前来。那我都记得他十四、十五岁的时候的模样。
So when she moved here and became a part of our leadership team, I was very excited.
后来他搬来到我们中间，成为我们的领袖之一，我的心里就很兴奋。
This Mexican guy says, "What do you think?"
然后突然又有一个这个墨西哥人就问他说：“哎，你觉得他怎么样？”
You had some real.
It worked.
It worked.
You said I found her first, right?
This
morning, as we were just sharing about what the Lord had been impressing upon our hearts from what happened last night.
那今天早上我们就分享说，我们对于昨天晚上在我们中间所发生的事，神量在放在我们心上的是什么？
The picture I had in my mind as we went home last night and even waking up this morning.
就我所领受的，就当我昨天晚上回家，和甚至今天早上起来的时候，
was I felt that there was a brand that had been taken from the fire and pressed upon our hearts here at IHOP KC.
就好像有一个铁烙就从火中拿出来，就开始印在我们的心上。
And we're very familiar with that seal of love from Song of Solomon 8.
那我们对于雅各书第八节，就是那个爱的烙印都很熟悉。
But what I felt was that what happened last night was a marking upon our
hearts.
But also that the brand wasn't to be lifted quite yet.
但是那个铁烙呢，还没有要离开的意思。
That there's a deeper imprint of still what God wants to do through you to us.
就是神要借着你们，在我们的心上烙一个更深的印记。
But our hearts are being marked by a seal of love with you.
但是我们的心上已经被你们爱所烙了一个印。
And the second part that I was feeling to that.
但另外一个我的领受是。
Was that a bond servant in the Old Testament?
就好像一个在旧约里面的一个奴仆。
Someone who was a bond servant was a person who was willingly giving himself to stay and serve his master as a servant.
就是当一个奴隶，他愿意，奴仆他愿意将自己委身给他的主人，虽然他可以自由。
If they chose to be a bond servant, they had to receive a mark in their ear, the nail going through their ear to a doorpost.
就是说，当他们愿意将自己委身成为一个这样的奴隶的时候，他们的耳朵必须要在门框上钉一个钉。
And I felt in these two ways that we here at IHOP KC were being marked by you.
那我觉得这两天我们 IHOP 的 KC 在这边就是被你们的爱所烙印了。
That there's a seal of love on our hearts that's leaving a deep imprint.
那一个爱的印记就深深地烙在我们的心上。
But likewise, there's a service that we have together in the kingdom.
同时我们在国度里面一起服侍。
And that we're bond servants together.
我们就一同成为主的这样的一个奴仆。
To serve our master in the days to come.
就是在未来的日子里面一起来服侍主。
Amen.
Amen.
One more thing.
Yeah.
还有一件事。
You gave a testimony the other night about Pastor Grace. Tell us that testimony again. I love that testimony.
他前几天分享一个他跟江牧师的一个见证，请他来分享。
Well, Pastor Grace has been introduced to us a little bit here on stage.
那之前几天你也看到江牧师在台上被介绍。
But the first night on Tuesday that I got to meet Pastor Grace.
但礼拜二晚上我第一次遇见他的时候。
Her introduction were the other leaders in the room going on and on about how she had influenced over 80% of the bloodline of Chinese people in the kingdom.
那其他的领袖就介绍江牧师的时候就讲到说他的教导就深深地影响绝大部分的基督徒。
And while that's impressive,
那对我来说，哇，这真的很厉害。
The thing that touched me most,
但是什么最触动我心的呢？
Was that they were saying that she'simpacted 80% with her own inner life in God.
就是说，她觉得她自己在神面前过内在生活，这样的一个生命就深深地影响大部分的华人基督徒。
First from the demonstration of it, but also from the teaching of having a life in the secret place with the Lord.
就不单单她活出来，也借着她的教导。
And I just shared that I would consider my life a success if I had that testimony when I'm her age.
那我就分享说，我希望我将来到她这个年纪的时候，也有人这样称赞我。
So I'm looking to follow after you.
所以我要来跟随她的榜样。
Thank you. Excellent.Well, you've heard from David Schleicher.
我们今天早上听了 David Schleicher 的分享。那这是他的太太 Tracy.
And they were in New York for some years, and they were doing youth ministry.
他们之前在纽约做青少年的事工。
And then the Lord sent them here 17 years ago, if I got that right, 17 years ago.
然后17年前神差派他们到这里。
And they stepped away from one kind of youth ministry.
他们是从一种的青年事工。
And IHOP, so many young people, you're in youth ministry the rest of your life at IHOP.
那因为在 IHOP 里面有很多的青年，所以他如今就在另外一种的青年事工里。
And so they've been in leadership in various roles.
所以他在我们的中间担任不同。
You were the head of our marketing at one time.
Tracy,
she's really good, and the cameras and the, you know, that, you were the head of that stuff too.
她很会擅长拍摄。
She's really gifted at those things.
她很有才能。
So tell us what's happened in your heart, what you've observed in the last 3-4 days.
所以请他们跟我们分享在过往三四天他们所观察到的。
I want to echo the sentiment of Benji when he just says thank you very much.
那首先我就想跟 Benji 一样来说，先说谢谢大家。
Thank you for coming to be with us, and thank you for coming with such a conviction of love and a family and a friendship.
谢谢你们来到我们的当中，也谢谢你们带着这样的爱，这样的一个家人的关系，这样的一个友谊来到我们的当中。
I was so caught off guard last night, and when the homecoming team came to minister by washing our shoes with their tears.
当昨天回家的团队用他们擦眼泪的纸来为我们洗脚的时候，我完全是毫无准备。
The Holy Spirit did a deep work in me last night. I didn't even know I needed.
那圣灵就在我里面做了一个深深的工作，而且这工作其实我之前是不知道我需要的。
I really felt like there was a jubilee. It was a gift to me, new freedom, new healing, and a new invitation to the next season.
那我就觉得有一种新的喜年的喜悦跟自由在我的里面，就让我能够进入到下一个季节里。
I felt like the Holy Spirit just deeply came and.He like visited the areas of just sacrifice and pain and challenges that we faced in the last 17 years.
那就主就来帮助我越过我过往17年所面对的所有的许多的牺牲的摆上甚至挑战。
And I've been trying to process what it means.
事实上, 我还在思考, 在消化,
and one of the things I want to say to homecoming to the Chinese is that I feel that you have an anointing in your suffering.
首先我要跟你们说,
and we've been studying the end times message here at IHOP in a new way this season.
在这个季节里面,我们用一个崭新的方式来研读,
And one of the consistent themes that we keep hitting is to prepare a message to share with the Jewish people someday amidst their tribulation.
当我们研读末世，那是我们现在就要学习怎么样预备一个信息可以给犹太人。
And I can sit in my chair and take notes and pray and learn a lot.
那我可以坐在我的电脑，我的桌前就一面祷告一面学习很多。
But I can't picture myself actually coming to a Jewish person in the depths of their tribulation and delivering the message that the Lord wants to give.
但是我没有办法想象自己来到一个犹太人的面前，看着他们所经历这么诸多的苦难，然后把这样的一个信息交给他们。
Primarily because I feel that my own tribulation that I've known in my life will seem so small and lacking in power compared to what they will have been going through.
看着他们所经历的，我觉得我所经过的苦难跟逼迫真的是微不足道。
I believe that the Chinese church has been positioned, from what I experienced last night, to bring ministry and suffering.
那我觉得从我昨天晚上所经历的，我就看见华人已经预备好，能够借着你们所受的苦难来帮助他们。
You will bring to Israel, when they need it the most, the truths and the love of Jesus in such a significant way.
就是说，当犹太人在最需要帮助的时候，你们已经被预备好，可以把真理和爱带给他们。
Just as I received the ministry of the Holy Spirit when you washed my shoes.
就正如当你们为我洗脚的时候，我领受到这样圣灵的服侍。
I was entering in like a prophetic prayer that someday the Israel receive that ministry as well.
那时候我就进入一个先知性的带导，就是说有一天以色列会接受到这样的一个服侍。
So I feel committed to, you know, go deep in the Word and learn the messages and pray for you and pray for all of us.
所以我定义尾声要再更多研读神的话语，预备好自己，为你们祷告，也为以色列祷告。
And enter into just what the Lord has for us in a new way.
那进入一个神用一个崭新方式为我们所预备的。
And secondly, I just think here at IHOP, the Lord's unlocking us in love.
那我相信，我感觉到神为了IHOP，在 IHOP里面帮我们解开了那个爱。
You've come to help unlock us in love.
你们前来帮助我们解开在爱的里面。
I've had many conversations, probably I would say since Christmas, since the One Thing Conference.
那自从我们去年12月圣诞节的One Thing Conference.
Just amidst my friends and amidst young ladies that I know that we want to love better.
就是说我们在一群朋友之中，我们就常常讲说，我要学习更知道怎么样爱。
That we need to touch something in the place of loving one another to really keep going in the next season.
就是说在新的季节里面，在IHOP的里面，我们怎么样在彼此相爱中更往前一步。
I couldn't imagine how the Lord is going to answer the prayer the way he has the last couple days.
我完全没有想到神是借着过往这几天所经历的来回应我们的祷告。
I've been in a school of love.
我已经进入到一个爱的学校。
The last three, 4 days.
Yes, in a school of family.
就是因着爱的家人。
And I see in you and the way you love one another what the Lord wants to give us here at IHOP with one another as well.
也看到你们如何彼此相爱，我感觉这是神量给IHOP，要我们这样如此学习的。
Well, I want to, you can respond if you want, yeah.
大家可以拍手。
That was great.
Yeah.
I want to give you just a 90-second snapshot of something that's really important for us here at IHOP so that you understand us better.
我想要用一个97秒, 90 seconds, 90秒的一个很快速的回顾, 让你们明白我们现在所处的。
There are 150 chapters in the Bible of which the primary subject is the generation the Lord comes.
那在圣经中总共有150章都在讲到说有一个世代就是主耶稣要再来的那个世代。150
chapters, that's the primary subject.
那在这个150章的里面，这个是一个主要的主题。
Now when our leadership team counted them, that shocked us, didn't it?
当我们这些领袖团队把这些全部数出来的时候，我们就吓一跳。
150.
但 50章嘛, 没想到是有150章。
If you add up Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John,
如果我们把前四福音书加起来,
89 chapters.
里面就有89章。
Almost 90 chapters in the four Gospels about Jesus' first coming.
就是, 其中大概有90章都是关乎耶稣第一次来的。
150, not 90, 150 related to his second coming and his leadership in the earth.
但是有之后有150章讲到耶稣再来和他在地上掌权。
That's my 90-second teaching.
那是我90分钟快速教导。
But 500 of us in our community here,
但是在我们这边的500位,
over 3 years,
在3年之内,
we're halfway through it,
我们现在读了一半了。
We gather 500 of us on Wednesday nights,
那每一个礼拜三的晚上, 我们500人一起聚在一起。
And we're studying each one of those 150 chapters verse by verse.
那我们就不研读这150章的每一章，然后每一节每一节的这样研读。
Because we want to understand that message so we can mix it with our night and day prayer.
因为我们希望明白这样的信息，以至于我们可以把它纳入在我们的日夜祷告里面。
It'll take us 3 years to get through 150 chapters.
你知道我们要花3年的时间才能读完这150章。
And we're halfway through it.
我们现在读了一半。
So I'm talking to Tracy.
现在我就跟Tracy在聊。
She's a really good leader in the marketing and the media is the word I was looking for. When I said media, that's the word.
她是我们很棒的一个市场主任。
But you're a mom.
她也是一位妈妈。
Four children.
有四个孩子。
And so she decided to come to these. So give me a sentence or two. What does a mom think about these 150 chapters?
她是一个妈妈，有四个小孩，这样这么忙。
I don't mean all of them, but I mean what, like, deer in the headlights. I mean, here you are.
她为什么还会前来？
Because I want to challenge them in the next 5, 10, 15 years to say, I want to go on that journey in the years to come.
所以因为我希望来使你们，来挑战你们，也在未来的10到15年里面一起来加入我们。
Just give us 60 seconds on that.
So my oldest daughter is 19 years old.
我最大的女儿是19岁。
And my youngest child is 8.
我最小的孩子8岁。
So I'm going to be a mom for a long time, and I already have been for a long time.
所以我已经成为一个妈妈很久的日子了。
And I am convinced that the number one primary discipler in the body of Christ is mothers.
Yes. 那我觉得在整个基督的身体里面,
yes.
能够最会训练门徒的人就是妈妈。
I have hundreds, maybe thousands of opportunities in any day to talk to my children about Jesus.
我每一天至少有成千上百的机会可以跟我的孩子们讲到耶稣。
To demonstrate to them deep love and agreement with Jesus.
跟他们显出我和神之间的一个深深的相爱。
And if there is 150 chapters in the Word about Him coming again,
如果在圣经中有150章都讲到耶稣的再来,
that's a whole lot of the Bible I want to be able to talk to my children about.
那这是圣经中很大的一部分, 所以我希望我能够跟我孩子在这方面有对话。
And I was a little intimidated because I thought that studying the end times was for, you know, scholars and people in colleges and...
一开始的时候我觉得要研读末世对应该是那些学者啊那些研究生才会做的事。
But I just want to testify that as a mom, every moment that I take to do my very best to learn and study and read the Word.
但是我想作为一个妈妈的身份来做见证说当我抓住每一个机会来研读神的话语。
I'm learning a lot.
我真的学到很多。
I'm a mom who's learning about the end times.
就是我是一个妈妈，但是我也学习有关末世。
And in fact, I think because I have to talk to children about the end times,
因为我要跟我的孩子讲的末世,
I'm learning it in a very special, unique way that makes it very simple.
那我就用一个很独特的方式来学习，以至于这些都可以。
When you have to take deep, complex ideas about Jesus and teach them to a child.
Like Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, that's the books we're on right now.
Old Testament prophets and talk to your children about them.
When you're talking,
you talk a minute at night and you answer their questions. I'm so surprised and excited about the way the Lord has helped me learn.
那我就很惊讶神怎么样来帮助我学习。
Anyway, I just want them to hear a mom talk about that because I always like it.
Yeah. 因为我自己很喜欢研读圣经，所以我就希望知道从妈妈的角度他们怎么样研读。
David, share us what's in your heart.
Yeah, well, we've been using the marriage and the childbirth analogy.
那我们过往几天我们就讲到那个婚约和比如说生产这样的一个观念。
To try to describe what the Lord is doing in our midst.
来尝试形容神在我们中间所做的。
we've had four kids.
我们自己有四个孩子。
And so my wife can testify of that moment in the birthing process.
所以我的太太可以做见证，就是在那个生产的过程里。
When there's still a little bit to go.
当还有最后。
But you feel tired, you feel kind of wrung out. But there's still a little bit to go. That's kind of where I'm at. I feel so filled with joy and tenderness and gratitude. But I also feel a bit wrung out. I was talking to a new friend at lunch.
那我中午的时候跟一个朋友在谈。
And he was telling me about how in these gatherings, the Lord will expand our capacities.
那他就跟我分享说，如果在这样的聚集里面，神扩张我们的亮度。
To help us to grow in love.
帮助我们在爱中成长。
The Lord will actually expand our capacity to love more people.
事实上，神扩张我们的亮度，能够爱更多的人。
Make our hearts bigger.
就把我们的心更加的扩张。
I feel like I want that. I need that. I thought Stuart said it so well last night. That as soon as you came,
当你没来,
it was like the water level of intercession went up in our midst.
就好像在我们中间那个带导, 那个水位就加高了。
Well, I feel the same about the prophetic.
同时我也觉得先知性也是如此。
Since you came,
自从你们来,
I feel like the water level of prophetic activity has increased.
我就觉得在我们中间那个先知性活动的那个水位加高。
I've been experiencing unusual prophetic activity the last few days.
在过往的几天里, 我感受到那个不超乎
Dreams and moves of the Holy Spirit, etc.
就是异梦异象，还有圣灵的动工作。
How many of you would say the same?
我们中间多少人同意的，请你举手。
Wow, look at that.
看一下。
That's amazing.
真的太奇妙了。
I feel stirred right now.
我现在里面非常的搅动。We've
got a few sessions left to go.
我们还有几堂而已。But
I feel stirred with our natural weariness.
就是，但是按着我们天然人那个喜欢担忧的个性。To
reach for deeper hunger.
就是我怎么样能够进入到一个更深的渴慕里。And
ask for more.
那而且不断的向神求更多。
I just feel if it's okay.
我觉得如果大家允许的话。
It's okay with you. I feel stirred to ask for more for a moment.
我觉得我心里被搅动，说感觉我们要向神求更多。
If you're here right now,
如果你现在这里,
and you're feeling that ache for more,
如果你里面有像你对神的饥渴,
combined with that weariness,
就是虽然你也有一点焦虑, 不知道该怎么做,
and you want to lean in to ask the Lord to help us,
你希望来请靠神, 求主来帮助我们,
to help you,
也帮助你,
to expand our capacities,
来扩张我们里面的亮度,
to increase the prophetic spirit,
那加增我们里面那先知性的对,
to increase the spirit of intercession.
那加增我们的带导,
if you'd like to ask for that, I want to invite you to stand. We're
going
to lean in together for a moment. Let's just lean in together. Just lay a hand on the person next to you. We're
going
to seek the Lord. And we're going to pray for one another. Lord, here we are. We present ourselves to you. We're weary, Lord. We're joyful but weary. Father, we're asking for something beyond ourselves. Something beyond our natural strength. Something beyond our natural vitality. We are hungry, Lord. We thank you for what you've done. We thank you for the deposit. We thank you for the increase. But we know there's more. We're asking you for more. More of the prophetic spirit. The increase of the activity of your spirit in our midst. I'm asking for those around us. For those we're praying for right now. Release life. Release strength. Increase our hunger. Increase our desire. I'm asking right now, right here. Increase our capacity.
Increase her capacity. Increase her capacity. We're asking God. Give us more on the inside. The ability to receive more. The ability to walk in more. Increase the prophetic. Increase dreams and visions. Grace for intercession. I'm asking God that you would finish what you started. Finish what you started, God. In the uniting of two peoples, in the joining together of one family, the birthing of something new, we're leaning into you right now together. We're asking, Lord, finish what you started. Help us and move in power for the person next to us. Fill them with might on the inside. A spirit of power. A sound mind. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
This is Sarah.
This is Sarah.
Joshua, come up here and stand with your wife. Yes. This is an amazing man of God.
Yes. Joshua 是她丈夫, 是一个很棒的神的,
he has devoted the last 25 years to studying, to prepare the body of Christ to reach Islam.
他过往25年, 他就不断地研读, 怎么样预备基督的身体, 能够传福音给伊斯兰教徒。
So he's taken on, he's got this ministry of Islamic studies for the body of Christ to equip us, and he goes all around the world. It's amazing insight.
所以神就使用他在全世界各地, 他就不断地研读, 怎么样帮助基督的身体, 向伊斯兰徒, 伊斯兰教徒来传福音。
And I don't want to talk about that.
我现在不想讲, 这不是我要讲的重点。
But he's so cool, I just want you to come up here.
但是他实在是很酷的一个人, 所以我希望他能够站在他妻子的旁边。
And this, no, just stay here. And this is his wife, Sarah.
This is his wife, Sarah.
She's one of our leaders.
And they,
you said something this morning as well that I thought was moving.
So
she's from Brazil.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
She's a worship leader.
What the Lord brought up very clearly to me in these few days together.
在我们中在一起的这几天里面, 神清楚地向我显明,
is that this is a missions base.
这是一个, 宣教基地,
and the name of this missions base is IHOP.
这个宣教基地的名字叫 IHOP.
The letter I,
那这个头一个字母, I
has a meaning.
它是有一个特别的意思,
and I shared it that it is not the same meaning as iPhone.
那你知道I, 它的意思不跟iPhone是没有关系的。
The I on IHOP stands for international.
IHOP的I意思就是国际。
And that has a very special meaning.
那有一个非常独特的意义。
In profound implications.
在一个很深的一个应用的里面。
In fact, standing from here,
事实上当我站在这里,
we have a very clear vision of what that is.
我清楚地明白那个意味着什么。
Right here.
因为在你们就是国际,来自国际的。
And so I actually want you to see what we see from here if you turn around and look at that wall.
所以我希望你们能够看见我所看见的，就大家请回头看一下。
Those are the colors of IHOP.
就看后面上面的国旗。
On the wall, all the flags of the nation.
The coat of many colors.
这就是一个彩衣。
Ooh, the coat of many colors.
这就是彩衣。
On our family.
就是我们这个家的彩衣。
Amen.
Amen.
But she mentioned we are not AHOP, not American House of Prayer, but International House of Prayer.
因为我们不是AHOP, 就不是美国祷告殿, 而是国际祷告殿。
Yes, and so on behalf of the international community that has been part of this family here,
所以我想要代表曾经或者现在在我们这中间的国际的家人们。
We also want to say to you, our Chinese family,
也想对我们华人家人说,
That what happened today in that covenant moment.
就是今天早上当我们立约的时候。
Where you married us.
就是你愿意娶我，与我成婚吗？
You also confirmed your covenant that you have with the nations.
同时也就代表了你们与列国一起盟约。
It's not just with the Americans.
这不是只是与美国立约而已。
It's with the nations.
而是与列国一起立约。
And the Lord is going to open, and He's already doing it.
那我相信神已经在做，但是神还要展开更多的门。
The gates that He has promised you,
就是过往他已经向你应许会开的门。
As the Chinese church,
就是对华人的教会。
To bring your gifts,
就你们能拿着礼物。
To the nations,
进入到列国里。
Including South America,
包括南美。
Brazil,
Brazil,
巴西。
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah.
And you also did something that only people who have that anointing can do.
你们也做了一件事，唯有那个承载这样恩膏的人才能做成的事。
You imparted an anointing of Rachel.
你们释放了一个拉结的恩膏在。在这个基督的身体身上
especially over our Mama Diane.
特别是在我们妈妈 Diane 的身上。
And yesterday we heard the cry, the prophetic cry that came out of her.
昨天晚上我们听见那一个先知性的呼声从她里面出来。
Rachel was the beloved wife of Jacob.
她是雅各所爱的妻子。
And for a long time, she did not have children.
长久以来她不能生育。
But the Lord heard her cry.
但是主却听见她的呼声。
She cried unto the Lord.Give me children.
他向主哭求说：“给我儿女。”
Or I will die.
要不然我就要死了。
And the Lord heard that cry.
神听见他的呼声。
And the Lord opened her womb.
所以以至于神使他能够成受孕。
And gave children to her.
也使他成为孩子的母亲。
Even when Jacob was older.
所以甚至当雅各年纪已大。
And two beautiful men of God.
两个属神敬虔的男人从他而出。
And so you release that over us.
是你们释放了这样一个恩膏在我们的身上。
And our cry yesterday.
所以昨天晚上我向神哭求说。
Through our Mama Diane.
是帮助我们的妈妈 Diane.
And we all heard it.
我们都听见了。
She cried from the depths of her soul.
她从灵的深处来向主哭求。
Lord, send us the nations.
说将列国赐给我们。
And send us to the nations.
也把我们差进到列国的里面。
That's the cry that you brought to us.
这样的呼求是因着你们来带给我们的。
Because there's a mandate over you.
因为在你们身上有一个任务。
That you will go through the nations until you get to Jerusalem.
你们必会经过许多的国家，直到你们进入到耶路撒冷。
You'll touch the hardest and the most difficult and darkest places.
你们会脚踏进那最黑暗、最坚韧的地。
We are a family.
但是我们如今是一个家。
And we will go together.
我们必定与你们同行。
Part of the power of the family.
那家的力量
is the virtue of pain.
在乎我们一起承受痛苦。
And pain is a virtue.
那你知道，甚至受苦是一种美德。
Because if you feel pain,
因为当你感觉痛苦
that means you're alive.
因为你还活着。
If you don't feel pain,
如果你都不觉得痛苦了
you're not alive.
你根本没有活。
And we're going to feel pain with you.
所以我们会与你们一起同承受这个痛苦。
Because we're alive with you.
因为在你里面有生命。
And we will go with you.
我们会与你们同去。
That was the cry that.Came out of the womb.
这是从一个母腹出来的呼声。
Yes.
Amen.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
So you've got this scholar husband.
我们有一个学者丈夫。
Worship leader, Bible teacher wife.
还有一个敬拜主领，还有圣经教师的一个妻子。
Anyway, I just love you guys.
我很爱你们。
But I want to ask a question to her.
我想问 Sarah 一个问题，就正如我问 Tracy 的。
These 150 chapters we study, she is going. She's one of the teachers of one of the small groups.
那你知道，当我们走去研读这150章。
Because all the 500 are in small groups, they discuss it. Then we have a meal together. Then we.To study the next chapter, and we have several more things.
那我每一次呢，我们就聚在一起，一起吃晚饭之后就读这个经文。
These 150 chapters in the Bible, what do you think?
那我们想问问他对研读这样150章有什么样的感想
？It is really understanding what the not just as a mother, but
那我不只是代表一个母亲。
The bride of Christ.
乃是身为神的心腹,
understanding what the last days.
能够明白在最后的日子里,
the days where the bride is going to express her greatest love for the bridegroom.
就在末后的日子里, 心腹如何向新郎呈现他最大的爱。
As the church of Christ, the bride,
当基督的教会就是心腹,
knowing that storyline,
知道这一个故事的,
gets us ready to prepare ourselves as a bride,
能够帮助我们预备好自己,
so when the day comes,
所以当日子临到的时候,
we will see it just as a movie,
我们就好像看一个一出戏一样,
but it has been all happened already inside of us.
但是在事情还没有发生之前,
and that beauty of the preparation
is going to come out, 它会出来,
and history will see us
那历史就会见证我们,
as the most beautiful generation ever lived.
就会是我们知道这一代人是, 是历代以来最美丽的一代。
So studying those chapters make us prepare for those days.
所以当我们研读这些, 圣经的时候, 会帮助我们预备迎接这末后的日子。
The reason I pointed out those 150 chapters,
为什么我要特别强调这150章呢?
Because there's 10 verses among them, specific ones,
因为在里面中间有特别的十节,
that talk about the church in Asia and the generation the Lord returns and what God's doing in Asia.
特别讲到说亚洲和主再来的时候, 主会在亚洲做什么?
Here in Kansas City, we are studying what the Bible says is going to happen to the church in Asia so we can stand with you. That's why I brought this up.
我们就在研读就是说在主再来的时候, 亚洲的教会会经历什么,
and many people aren't aware that the Lord has some very specific words about Asia in the end time scriptures.
因为大部分人都不明不知道原来在圣经中有特别指出在末后的日子,
but as intercessors, we want to be energized by this so we can stand in the gap for you in this hour.
但身为代祷者我们知道在末后的日子我们必须要兴起来为你们祷告。
And I just want you to hear a couple moms say, because of the 500, I think maybe 50% women, 50% men, right? About.
I think there might be more women.
Maybe more women than men, but they are really grasping it, and because it's key for intercession, and this part about Asia, I want them to know that.
所以因为在这500人一起来研读中,大概超过一半是妇女, 那所以我很希望, 因为特别也在这些经文的里面有讲到, 亚洲的角色跟亚洲会遭遇的, 所以我们希望你们特别你们留意到此事。
No, I'm not going to give you notes right now. No.
我现在不会把这个笔记给你们的。
Some other time.
以后再说。
These few days only giving you his heart.
那我现在这几天只想把我的心交给你。
Anyway, I just wanted you to hear from Sarah, and I wanted to show off her husband.
我希望大家能够聆听Sarah跟她认识她的先生。
Is there anything you want to say? Joshua, is there anything?
No. I think it's providential of the Lord that they are up here, because usually they prefer to keep quite a low profile about themselves.
But
he is a scholar, this man. He's brilliant.
But the footprint of their impact is global.
And
they have great burden for the Chinese people. In fact, some of the curriculum they've done have been translated into Chinese. It's ready for you. It's ready, fully ready.
他们对华人也很有负担, 事实上他们有一些教导已经翻译成中文, 所以你们随时可以允许。
Don't rush to me, okay? The man wear white shirt, you can see him, it's in his pocket.
Okay? 你们找这个穿白色衣服的, 不要去找Daniel。
Okay, go.
There's 1.8 billion Muslims globally.
那整个全世界有,
and that means there's 900 million born-again evangelicals and Pentecostals. There's two Muslims for every one of us. In China's 100 million Christians, it has about 20 million, 30 million Muslims. They're all Mandarin-speaking in China. You're the only ones that can reach them. And prophetically, as you go back to Jerusalem, you have the strength of the church to bring that with you.
所以当我们讲到说回归耶路撒冷的时候，你们已经有力量足够把福音带回耶路撒冷。
And so we're just here to serve you.
所以我们在这里只是服侍你们。
Anyway, thank you, Joshua.
So I'd like us to stretch our hands before we let them go down to pray for them.
好不好，让我们起来伸手来为他们祷告。
Islamic studies, this is rough stuff.
They are taking on a challenge. challenge of a giant in our generation that without 24/7 prayer, they do not dare to attempt this assignment. They did not dare to attempt this assignment without 24/7 prayer.
因为他们觉得说这样的任务，若没有24/7祷告的支持的话，是不可能做成的。
And because of that, they move from Florida and live among us so that we can labor
These
together.
These two move from Florida, yes.
所以他们就从佛罗里达州搬来这个地方，住在这个地方。Something like that.
3 years ago. So I invite you all to stretch out your hands and pray for Josh and Sarah.
我鼓励你们现在伸起你们的手，朝向他们，为他们两位祷告。
Do we have one Chinese who feels stirred? Can we just come, come, come? You guys.
有没有一些华人的领袖上来？
Thank you, Jesus. This is a challenge that we all share together.
这是我们一起所共享的一个挑战。
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Beloved, God's raising up the church in Asia to reach the Muslims and then the Jews in the Middle East. This is a very powerful assignment.
神正是在亚洲兴起华人起来，他们要来触及就是这些回教徒跟以色列人。
This is really significant, your role coming up in the decades ahead.
所以在我们未来的十年当中，这是个非常重要的事，甚至是现在。
李明跟王姐为他们祷告。
天父，我们把这一对夫妻交在你圣手当中。Father,
we lift up this couple before you.
看到他们的勇敢以及放下他们自己。We
witness how they lay down themselves and they're brave.
为找失丧的灵魂摆上自己。Because
of the lost souls, they lay down themselves.
正如主耶稣你来就是要寻找失丧的灵魂。Jesus,
you have come to seek the lost souls.
纪念他们手所做的。Remember
what they have done.
以及他们对华人的呼召
and also for their calling for the Chinese
光复到全球的穆斯林
it's concerning the global Muslim
主啊，求你把一个更深的爱灵魂的负担放在华人的心里
Father, we ask you to lay to put a deeper heart for the Muslim in the Chinese world
正如我们的先前 在1946年，中国就有两个团队，灵工团跟片传福音团。
Just like in 1946, there were two bands, gospel bands in China.
他们从你那里领受意向，要用中国的钱，中国的人把福音传回耶路撒冷。
They have received this vision from you that with the Chinese language and Chinese culture, they want to bring the gospel back to Jerusalem.
我们今天听到他们夫妻共同在呼召我们，再次把这样过往我们。 那些先辈们的意向点燃起来。And
today we hear these couple just once again stir up our calling.
我们也是一个受恩惠的国家。We
are a nation that's been blessed.
我们要去放福音的债。We
want to pay the debt of the gospel.
主啊，你来就是要把火丢在地上着起来，是你所愿意的。Lord,
that you come, that you throw the fire on the land.
今天求你把那个火燃烧在中国，燃烧在华人的心里。
So today we ask you to burn the fire in China and this land.
我们在这里祷告，求主就燃烧在我们的心里。
We ask you to burn it in our hearts.
让我们彼此被你的火来燃烧。
So that we all get burned of this fire.
我们要看到全球的穆斯林转向归向你。
We want to see Muslims turn to Jesus.
5779年，主要你要行使创造的神迹的一年。
And we say 5779 is a year of miracles.
你说要有光就有光。You
said there is light and there is light.
你行使你的权柄。Use
your authority.
让我们开始来跟你对齐。So
we'll come in alignment with you.
也与我们的家人对齐。And
we'll come in alignment with our family.
我们要看到摩西一个极大灵魂的丰收。We
want to see a great revival in the end times.
就从现在开始。Started
from now.
我们带着华人，带着中国的。
So we carry the blessing from China. We bless this couple.
祝福他们刚强壮胆。
Cause them to be bold and be courageous.
让他们拥有中国华人的那份勇敢。
So that they will carry the boldness for the Chinese people.
So
together we will overcome all the difficulties.
We
will see Muslims turning to Jesus.
We
will see the souls being revived. Bless them and protect them.
And
together we stand with them and run with them.
Until
we see your glory fall to the whole earth.
In Jesus'
name we pray.
Amen.
God, we thank you.
谢谢你将这一个神圣的负担放在了这对夫妻的心上
To burden on this couple
那是关乎你在幕后恢复亚伯拉罕家庭的一个计划
It is concerning the plan for you to restore the family of Abraham
主要在这个时刻我们华人 与他们一同站立
And this day, we, as Chinese, we stand with them
因为在70年前你已经将这个使命赐给了我们
Even 70 years ago, you have given us the same vision
主现在来奉耶稣的名祝福这对夫妻
So right now, in Jesus' name, we bless this couple
借着他们的祷告
Through their prayer
使他们成为一个属灵的发射平台
So there will become an exception point that for the spiritual realm So that they will send out even more Chinese to the east of the
mission.
Open a gateway. We declare release China mission. Chinese mission enter into Middle East. That there is no power that can hinder us. We declare the powerful revival in the Middle East. Right in front of us. To the sons of Abraham is coming to fulfillment. We declare that your will be done in the Middle East as it is in heaven. That your nation would fall. That your kingdom will come. That the restoration of the house of household of Abraham.
当这两个华人与阿哈伯联合在一起的时候，这条河会汹涌澎湃的进入淹没整个阿拉伯世界。
And the, as the river converts together, I have and China coming together, that this river will go into the Middle East.
我们宣告夺回所有的产业。
We declare, oh, we will gain back all the possessions.
所有对伊斯兰所抢夺的都要夺回。
Whatever the enemy has taken, we get it all back today.
你说勇士抢夺的岂能夺回？但主耶和华说可以夺回。
And you say what the strong man has taken, who to take it back? And today we declare it will be taken back.
奉耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
Let's all stand before the Lord for just a moment.
我们一起在神面前站立。
Joshua, I'd like, David, I'm ending with this unless you have something else you want to throw in, but I'd like Joshua to pray, Joshua, pray over all of us in the room for this grace to go through the Middle East, to touch Muslims right back to Jerusalem, to touch the Jewish people. This is the two gigantic assignments that the Lord has for the church in this hour coming out of, well, the whole body of Christ, but coming out of Asia, the principal leadership, and then... I'm done after this, unless David has something to add, but after that we'll...
I wanted to say we're praying that that their eyes will be opened to the true God that they're worshiping. These are very sincere people who are praying five times a day to know the true God. And it is the grace of God that opened our eyes. So we're praying for the grace that touched us, to touch them, to know who is the God that actually Ishmael was called for.
所以我们就是祷告说神的恩同样临到他们好叫他们能够看到以斯玛利所呼求那个真神到底是哪一位
I'm using a language that it will be good for their heart to hear
那我现在就是所用的语言就是你如果有心你就能够明白
Because Ishmael was called by God which his name means Ishmael which means God hears
那以斯玛利他真的意思就是说神在这里
Ishmael means hear Eel means God
神听见
So his name means God listens.
就神他聆听他。
So we want to call on the God who listens to listen to their prayers.
所以我们要来呼叫这位听到我们祷告的那位的神能够听见。
Father, we come in the name of Jesus.
所以父神，我们真的奉耶稣的名到你面前。
We thank you, God.
我们谢谢你。
That you are the one that has always been coming down.
因为你总是来到我们当中。
From the beginning, you began to walk in the midst of the garden.
你从一开始就走在这样的伊甸园里面。
And you called out to Adam, you said, where are you?
你向着那个亚当呼唤说你在哪里。
Adam was lost in sin and shame and fear and guilt.
那亚当当时是这样就在各样的罪恶惧怕羞耻当中迷失了。
Like all of us have been lost in sin.
就像是我们所有人一样我们都在罪中迷失了。
But you're the God that comes down.
但是你却是那个从天而降的神。
You're the God that doesn't stay up in heaven.
你并不是停留在高高的天上
But you're the one that comes down and you find us and you come looking for us.
但是你却降到地上来，你来寻找我们，找到我们。
And you call out to our names.
而且你要呼唤我们的名字。
Joshua.
约书亚。
Mike.
Mike.
Adam.
或者是亚当。
Ahmed. Abdullah. Muhammad. Where are you?
还有，然后说你在哪里？
And you come looking for us.
你来寻找我们。
And so, Father, as you come down, as you send, and you've always been coming down.
因为父神，你总是来寻找我们。
You come down through all human history.
在人类所有历史当中，你总是下来寻找我们。
A fire by night, a cloud by day.
就是白天有火，
晚上有火柱。The whole Testament is about you coming down.
整个历史都在说明是你是怎么下来找我们。
It's about your empowering presence amongst us.
就是你在我们当中的能力跟你的同在。
And you sent your son, and he came down and incarnated in the Son of God.
然后你也是差遣你的儿子降下来，就是道成肉身。
In 79 references in the New Testament, Jesus is the Son of God.
在这个新约里面，79处都有讲到，耶稣就是神的儿子。
He's the Son of the Living God.
他是那个永活真神的儿子。
And you have sent your Son to die for us on the cross.
你却差你的儿子下来来为我们而死，死在十字架上。
The gospel, you rose from the dead.
而且你带下福音，而且从死里复活。
That blood can cover us, can wash us.
好叫那个宝血那个遮盖洁净我们。
And you've given us a mission.
而且你给我们这样一个使命
and the great commission to bring the gospel to the ends of the earth
一个大使命让我们把福音传到地极
and at the end of the age there's going to be this going back to Israel
到世界末了的时候我们要把这个福音传回到以色列
and there's this back to Jerusalem this prophecy of 7 years over China
就是在中国有这个70年这样一个预言说要把福音传回到耶路撒冷
that you are going to anoint the Chinese with power
所以你会来高抹着中国人是大有能力的
and the 5 million churches globally
全世界有这么多上百万的教会
to be a witness to all the nations of the earth
要向全世界的来做这样的见证
to be a witness to Ishmael
也能够向以斯玛利来做见证
to invite him back to the God that hears
然后能够把神再一次邀请回来
the God that comes down
是这位是从天而降下的神
the Son of God that is amongst us
是在我们当中的这个神儿子
that has shown us in the incarnate Son of God in the first century
他是用道成肉身的方法在第一世纪显明说他是神的儿子
and is the soon coming King exalted over the earth
而且他是即将来的那个就是高高在上的那位神
Father we pray for an empowerment of the Spirit on the Chinese church
所以我们真的祷告说你大大加添中华人教会的力量。
They can be witnesses back to Jerusalem.
他们可以成为把福音带回耶路撒冷的那个见证人。
Through all the countries of the Muslim countries.
而且这个当中所有的每一个回教国家。
The billion Muslims that are in Asia.
有几十亿的在亚洲的这样的回教徒。
The 315 million Muslims that are in the Middle East.
在这个整个就回教地方有360多万的这些人
and to be a loving witness to Israel
他们成为一个神爱的见证人
we thank you God
我们谢谢你
that you're going to do this in our generation
你会在我们这个世代做这件事
we pray for your empowering presence for this
我们奉主的命来祝福我们这样的
why millions of Muslims have come to Jesus
有数以百万计的这些回教徒不但信你
because of the love of God
因为你的爱
Because of the power of God
因为神的能力
Because of the truth of the gospel
因为就圣经福音的真实性
And we pray this
我们祷告
That we would reach and be a witness to the Muslims around us
我们能够成为从我们四周回教徒的见证人
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen. We will see you at 7:30 tonight. 7:30. So go.